This podcast is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, all-American steaks and savings with code word Howie. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie in the search bar. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you were to grade Joe Biden's abilities to keep his promises of opening schools, Joe Biden, to the report card, he deserves an F.
Why? Why did you fail?
It's too obvious.
They make really bad decisions.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is an incredible honor, and it's amazing. Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country.
Were you dropped on your head as a toddler?
Could be.
Thank you, thank you. And as for our friend from Wisconsin, I hope he enjoyed his Thursday evening.
I slept like a freaking baby last night.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We've seen this movie before. When prevention measures like mask mandates are rolled back, cases go up.
They're trying to concoct and manufacture a narrative, but they don't have the facts to back it up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Ron Johnson, he's from Wisconsin. And he works in a sawmill there. No, he doesn't work. He works in the U.S. Senate. And he made them read that entire porculous bill last night. Good for Ron Johnson. I make him most valuable senator so far this year just for busting their chops on that bill. And also for asking the FBI woman, did you find any guns after the armed insurrection? No, Senator, we didn't find any firearms after the armed insurrection. The follow-up question, which he didn't ask, I guess it was obvious. So I guess the armed insurrection was unarmed. When was the last time an unarmed insurrection took place or succeeded anyway? 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, it's Charlie Parker. I'm telling you, the way things are going up here in New England, I'm going to be making reservations for a party for one. Everybody's leaving. They're opening up the states. Don't they know? The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Get my mask.
Wouldn't it be great to find out that Charlie Parker got a shot down here while he was in free America? 352 says, I live in Spring Hill, Florida. The majority of New Englanders who come down here bring New Englander attitude. It's the reason I left Connecticut. Florida is free. Let's keep it that way. New England libs stay out. I'm all in favor of New England libs staying out. But if you have the right attitude, if you want to keep Florida, Texas, Tennessee, to a lesser degree, North Carolina the way it is, I think you should, you know, feel free to move, but just don't ruin the free states the way you've already ruined the unfree states like Massachusetts. Look what you people, and I am from Massachusetts and I used to own a place in New Hampshire. Look what you people have done to New Hampshire. You've ruined New Hampshire to a large degree. Not totally, but it's getting close.
It turns out March 4th was just another case of insurrectile dysfunction.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. But they're going to get some ID medication. When's the next date? Do we have a next date for the end of the world for the insurrection?
Yes, March 20th.
What is it? What is the significance of March 20th? Do we know?
No idea. Some guy named Ken apparently told Newsweek it was happening.
Ken. And then he went to pick up his girlfriend, Barbie. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, proud to announce the start of this week's awesome contest to go fishing with a solid B-list celebrity, Captain Dave Marciano. You'll find all the important details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
Can I get me a firearm here at this armed insurrection?
an armed insurrection in which there were no firearms and in which Capitol police officers were beaten to death by an angry mob of fire extinguisher wielding Trump deplorables and Neanderthals. Oh, never mind. That didn't happen either.
Didn't Brian Williams almost get shot by John Wilkes Booth when he was sitting next to Lincoln?
Yes, he did. He was in Miami Beach covering President-elect Roosevelt when the mayor of Chicago, Anton Cermak, was shot too back in 1933. Yeah, he's been wherever there is a gunfire involving political figures or cameras in the area. Brian Williams has been there. I don't know about Brian Wilson. He was probably writing some great Beach Boys songs.
I put my mask over my eyes so I can't see the price of gas.
Jen Psaki doesn't want to talk about the price of gas. Are the reporters at the White House press pool, though, are they taking after Peter Ducey? I mean, to ask the question about the price of gas, I mean, that's laissez majesté. That's insubordination if you're a Democrat stenographer with a press pass. That person won't be back who asked the question about gas prices.
Looks like Democrat governors are starting to look at their long-term budget forecast.
Yeah, I think they are. I don't think this can go on forever. And, you know, despite what Anthony Fauci wants you to say, again, how bad is it when Fauci is promoting another super spreader? There's going to be a rise in COVID. He must not have gotten booked onto any of the Sunday morning chat shows. So he's trying to make himself continue to be relevant as he approaches his 81st birthday.
He's like the fat kid in Lord of the Flies at the end screaming about how he has the conch and he can talk while he's getting stoned.
When's Dementia Joe going to give his state of the teleprompter address?
I know. As I say, you know, you got to be on top of your game a little bit, but it is ultimately is reading off a screen. Is it that tough? Look at the TV anchors we've had nationally and locally over the years. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to read off a teleprompter. But he can't handle it, obviously. We play the cuts every time he comes out. He screws it up over and over again. He repeats himself. He mixes up the words. He has no clue what he's reading when it comes to numbers.
So I'm a deplorable, Neanderthal-thinking, credulous boomeroop chump. Still beats being woke.
It sure does. Jay from Chelsea saw a sign on the internet in Texas. It said, "Welcome, Californians. Bring your wallet, not your politics." I think that's the way everybody feels in all these low-tax, big-time freedom states in the South.
You're a mayor. I hear you've been listening to Bob Dylan on your earbuds. My favorite albums are Blonde in Pond, and Delmont 67 Revisited.
Yeah, see, I said Blonde on Blonde and Highway 61 Revisited, so that's what Ted was thinking of. Delmont 67 Revisited and Blonde in Pond. Get it? It was kind of obscure, but it amused me.
The Dems are all in on HR1. It will make future elections so much fun. Eliminate the right from the fight and control everything under the sun.
Yeah. I sure hope Andy Biggs is right, the congressman from Arizona. He said he thinks they could stop it in the Senate. Incidentally, did you see that it looks like Mitch McConnell is ready to clear out? I'm sure he would say that it had nothing to do with Donald Trump saying he's going to come after him. But he's just been safely reelected, and now he's getting ready to leave, and they're going to pass a bill in Kentucky, apparently, in the legislature that they have a Democrat governor, but a huge Republican majority in the legislature is more than two-thirds, so they can override the veto. And under the veto, if a senator resigns, The legislature, or a committee appointed by the legislature, will send the governor three nominees for the Senate seat from the same party as the resigning senator, and the governor will have to pick one. So they're going to, I guess, the number one choice on the Republican side is going to be the attorney general, the black guy. He's really pretty good. He's the one who refused to prosecute the cops in Louisville for Breonna Taylor's death. Took some stones to do that, but he did it. And so he's number one on the list. And so I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's what they're planning in Frankfurt.
Who needs to read Dr. Seuss books to their children when they can read Dr. Jill Biden's dissertation? It would certainly put the kids to sleep faster.
It would put them into a coma faster, but they would never pick up another printed page again if they had to read Dr. Jill's thesis.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Sometimes I feel like the Wizard of Oz. My cabinet is filled with all the characters, like Judy Garland's uncle, Merrick Garland, and the Wicked Witch of the West, Jen Psaki. And I have a munchkin, Anthony Fauci, and of course, John Kerry, the Tin Man. I mean it.
I don't think the Tin Man appreciates being compared to John Forbes' live shot Kerry, Mr. President.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you want to just hear more chump line messages, go to Chopped Chumps. We post them. Those are the extra messages from the day's chump line. It's posted at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line and leave your message. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, proud to announce the start of this year's wicked awesome contest to go fishing with a solid B-list celebrity, Captain Dave Marciano. You'll find all the important details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
It turns out March 4th was just another case of insurrectile dysfunction.
And unless they get some blue pills, it's going to be the same thing on March 20th. But that won't slow them down. They'll just come up with... I think the date after March 20th should be April Fool's Day. Because, you know, it'll be an appropriate joke for the mainstream media to play on the American people and the Democrats to play on the American people. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
I think there's going to be an insurrection day every month. They're going to pass a law that make it it'll be another federal holiday for the federal employees. It'll have to be on either a Friday or a Monday. Probably a Friday, because they already have one Monday holiday every 3-day weekend every month already. So they could maybe work this into a 4-day weekend. Insurrection, like today. Why was Insurrection Day Thursday when they could have made it today and just given everybody a four-day weekend? Is there a Monday holiday next week? I don't know. I don't even know most of these federal holidays anymore, because they're just different. People not like me. All right. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Stop those trips to the supermarket and get high-quality meats from Omaha Steaks. They're the best. I'm going to have some filet mignons and some burgers this weekend, maybe a pork chop or two. They got all that stuff, and you can get a special deal if you order and if you go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie on the search bar. You'll get four free burgers and four free chicken breasts in addition to the great deal you're already going to get on the main package that they sell. So that's omahasteaks.com and put Howie in the search bar. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden have a one-on-one press conference by the end of March?
No.
7% say they think he will.
All right. 844-500-4242. You know, back to Dr. Fauci predicting another spike. Is he predicting a spike in cases, which mean absolutely nothing, or people testing positive? That really doesn't mean anything, does it? Is he predicting a spike in anything else? I mean, they never talk about ventilators and not having enough hospital space anymore, do they? It's just cases, or they just make these dire predictions. Halloween. Don't go out at Halloween. It could be a disaster. Don't go out at Thanksgiving. It could be a super spreader. You can't have anybody over. Christmas, Grammy can't come over and Gramps can't come over for Christmas because they could get infected. No kid has ever infected anybody old, but it could happen. It could happen. They could be struck by a meteorite driving over. New Year's. Oh, my God, New Year's? You don't want to go anywhere. New Year's could be most disastrous New Year since Y2K when all the airplanes fell out of the sky. Remember that? Dr. Fauci does. 844-500-4242. This is a sheriff from Arizona on Fox today about how they had everything. When Trump was president, they had the border under control, but now everything is just totally out of control the way the Democrats want it, so they can flood the country with illegal aliens, many of whom are testing positive for COVID-19. Fauci doesn't talk about that. He doesn't care about that. That's okay. It's only Americans. You only have to clamp down on Americans, not on illegal aliens. Cut 32.
We saw this in 2019, Brian, where 141 countries breached our southwest border in the first 9 months, over 1,000 gang members, 822 assaults on agents, 271 deaths on our border. This is a crime scene, and this is what we just put together. We had it under control. This is frustrating. And now it's going back to 2019. It's frustrating.
Cut 33. This is the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona.
When President Biden rescinded the emergency order on the southwest border, it stopped resources and stopped construction on our border. This administration owns this decision. And what it's doing is it's forcing us back to 2019, where we had the largest, what I call, crime scene in the country, to include the largest humanitarian situation going on.
And, you know, earlier this week, you had 13 illegal aliens. They chopped open a hole in the wall. They had taken out all the seats out of an SUV. They had 27 illegals in a car or an SUV. And they got hit, or they hit an 18-wheeler. 13 of them got killed. This is the new humanitarian immigration policy of Joe Biden. I'm Howard Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just read an amazing statistic online. You know, they keep a count, I guess. I didn't know this, but of how much money deceased celebrities made from year to year. Last year, the number one deceased celebrity in terms of earning was Michael Jackson. Would you care to guess who the number two celebrity was, Grace, before we begin Police Blotter Facts Friday?
Can I ask one question first?
Yes.
Is it a singer?
No.
Oh. Is it an actor?
No.
Is it a politician?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Dr. Seuss.
Oh, wow!
He made $33 million.
You better watch
bucks.
Your microaggressions, bro!
And I love the Globe headline. How does Dr. Seuss make so much money? He has a good product. He has a much better product than, say, the Boston Globe.
Howie,
people
do you see the article?
People want to read Dr. Seuss. They don't want to read the Boston Globe, in case no one's noticed.
Howie, did you see the article I sent you today from Chris Bedford?
Yeah, I love that. That was a good story.
Yeah.
That was good.
Because he's from Massachusetts, so it was good. All right, is everybody ready for Police Blotter Facts Friday?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
I'll let you introduce Police Blotter Facts Friday, Grace, since you started it out. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, you guys know how it works. Every week we gather the craziest stories. They can be a standalone story or it can be from your police log. Some people call it the police blotter. No matter where you find it, you can send it to grace@howiecarkshow.com or you can fax it to us at 857-284-8864. We pick two winners every week. They will be winning a copy of Howie's awesome book, Plug Uglies, this week. And then we also read The Runners Up. Now, Howie, I have to warn you, I have tons and tons and tons of stories. So I'm going to get right into it because I don't even know if we'll have time. Naked Man.
What do the winners get? What did you say the winners get?
A copy of your book, Plug Uglies.
Okay.
Because it has a lot of mugshots, so I find it fitting for this segment.
It is a good book. Someone said we should make that into a podcast. I think it would be difficult to make Plug Uglies into a podcast, though.
Yeah.
It's better as a book.
It's a visual learner.
Yes.
Naked man breaks into neighbor's Lehigh Acres home, jumps on trampoline.
Won't nobody help a naked man.
This is Lee County, Florida. A naked man broke into his neighbor's home on Tuesday. Adrian Gonzalez was arrested, and his neighbor, Yesenia, was inside with her two kids, niece and nephew. He showed up naked in her backyard, started tapping on the door to come inside. She asked him if he needed help, and he just stared at her. 30 minutes later, she saw him jumping on her trampoline. It actually gets worse, though. When she called 911, he saw her do this and quickly ran up to the door and banged on it for her to let him inside. That's when she took all the kids out to the car.
Oh, so the trampoline was in the backyard.
Yeah. Where do you think it was?
I thought maybe it was inside. I don't know. I don't know where it was. But was he?
It wasn't like an exercise trampoline. She's not like Suzanne Summers.
When he first approached the woman, was he wearing any clothes or
no.
was he? He was buck naked from day one, from the moment he arrived.
He was naked, and she said, you know, do you need any help? Which is an appropriate response, because you never know what's happened. But then when
Grace, I think we should call him buck naked today. I just feel like I'm in the mood to say buck naked.
Alrighty, then that's what we shall call him. But I should add, he was also pleasuring himself on the trampoline.
Barbaric.
I feel like that's an important detail in this situation. This is interesting. Phoenix man who reports break-in winds up in handcuffs after drugs found. John Harbison, 42 years old, he calls the police about a burglary in his house. They show up. They don't find a burglar, but this is what they do find. A large stash of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Thousands of blue pills that appear to be fentanyl pills. A bag-
blue pills?
Yeah.
Okay, but they were fentanyl. They weren't... Viagra.
No, I believe they were fentanyl because there was also baggies filled with white substance.
Because they could have shipped those to Boston. They could have shipped those to D.C. for the to correct the insurrectile dysfunction that was going on yesterday.
Very good, Howie. This is
stole that from
to,
the Trump line.
This is already off to a strong start. They also found meth, and they found it was $4,685 in cash. And by the way, they found digital scales, which is a dead giveaway.
Well, how about the cash too? It's all part of a package, isn't it? The scales, the cash,
baggies,
the multiple, the baggies, the baggies with that are wrapped tight, you know.
Yeah. Gulf Shores woman faces felony charge after stealing neighbor's goat and painting it.
Painted a goat?
Yeah, this is out of Alabama. Erica Marie Farmer was arrested for the crime. She faces a theft property second charge. She removed the goat from her neighbor's property and brought it to her house to show her child. They say at some point she decided to paint the animal and posted the photos on social media. When the goat's owner discovered the animal was missing, they called a different neighbor to ask, like, have you seen our goat? And the neighbor said, yeah, we did see your goat.
Don't you just follow the right?
Don't you say that again?
Just goats make a lot of noise in my experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was interesting was they were like, hey, have you guys seen our goat? Thinking, you know, he'd been wandering around their backyard. And they said, actually, we did see your goat on social media painted. And that's when the police had to get involved.
With Carolina, when I went there, they had, the animal mascot was a ram. So Duke used to steal it sometimes before a big game. And they would just pour navy blue paint on our ram. Ramsey's the ram.
Nowadays, that's
a hate crime,
yeah,
isn't it?
I'll say. Yeah. Jared read this earlier this week, Howie, during my show, but I do think it's a great police blotter. A plastic surgeon from California is under investigation after he was seen performing surgery during a Zoom traffic court trial. Dr. Scott Green appeared before the Sacramento Superior
Court. Was he drinking a Corona beer at the same time or blowing smoke rings? Bring back some other famous Zoom meetings we've talked about this week.
No, Howie, this is amazing. This is what the judge said. Hello, Mr. Green. Hi, are you available for a trial? It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now. He admitted he was in the middle of performing surgery, but insisted he was ready for the trial to begin. He said, I am, sir. Yes, I'm in an operating room right now. Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead. So then the judge says, you realize this is being live streamed, right? And he said, yes. He said, unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green? And he said, yes. And then the guy said, I don't feel comfortable.
Is he Mr. Green or Dr. Green? I hope the hell he's Dr. Green.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Performing an operation.
Sorry. Dr. Green. But Jared, it doesn't say in this story, but when you read it earlier, you said he was performing a breast augmentation.
Yeah, I honestly should be able to source that, but I did read that in the article.
Kind of a big surgery, Howie.
I mean, it's big in the sense of what it does to the body part, but it's pretty, it's pretty simple, I would say, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Howie, if I find
out... It's probably like detailing a car in terms of the complexity of it, isn't it?
But Howie, if you got a major surgery and then you found out that your doctor was doing it on a Zoom call... for his traffic violation, I feel like you'd be pretty upset.
If they were fixing my elbow, I'd be upset. If they were just dealing with my black toe, which, you know, I've had that operated on. I mean, I wouldn't really care that. I think the guy could handle the black toe and a Zoom call.
Okay, ready? So this one's crazy. A 12-year-old Florida girl was arrested after allegedly bringing stun guns to school and selling them to classmates.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
She's a little entrepreneur. Ow. A school resource officer pulled...
I'm telling you, Charlie Parker is going to lose his mind after he's here for about 48 hours. This is just not the America that Charlie Parker wants.
It's the Wild West. Stun guns everywhere.
And no masks and stun guns everywhere.
Can't you just hear him when he hears the story, how he's saying, please tell me she was wearing a mask. A school resource officer pulled the girl out of class, and she confessed she bought 5 stun guns online with the intention of selling them to other kids. But Howie, she's picking up on a good trait as far as salesmen go. She was only selling them for $9.99. She was giving these kids a deal.
How much does a stun gun cost online?
I don't know. And now, next up, naked couple caught having late night... Rumpy Pumpy in their car in a rural lay-by are fined $200 each for...
In what?
A rural lay-by.
What is that? Oh, that's like you go off the road or something?
Yeah, well, this was in Derby, England, so a lot of the words that the Daily Mail is using I'm not familiar with, including Rumpy Pumpy. But a naked couple was caught having a late-night tryst in their car in a rural lay-by, and they've been fined for flouting lockdown rules. The pair were discovered in Morley And they also got, so they got tickets for the...
Crikey, mate, it said lay by, so I decided to, you know.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, and also, this is a crazy story. Three drunk drivers all crash into each other in Mount Pleasant after 2 a.m. on Sunday. So there was a three-car pileup, and every...
Mount Pleasant where? New York?
Mount Pleasant. Shoot. I should have this. I think it might be Minnesota. They were all arrested, Howie, and they all were charged with OWI. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Hammer-wielding robber steals $300 bottle of brandy from Pasadena grocery store.
Wow.
A man on Sunday stole a $300 bottle of brandy from a Pasadena grocery store.
How much does Hennessy cost?
You're asking the wrong girl. I'm a Tito's girl. Or a McConnell's whiskey, but I probably not
close to $300.
It was a fancy, fancy bottle. A man on Sunday stole $300.
He should have stolen some McConnell's. No, not, you know.
Don't steal it. Pay for it.
No, don't steal it. Pay for it. It's better than Jameson or Powers. Come on. Go buy some McConnell's.
Howie, and then when the two girls at the register confronted him, he threatened them with a hammer. I'm always amazed in these stories.
If I had a hammer, I'd steal some brandy. I'd steal a $300 bottle of it.
Oh,
all over this world.
By the way, Howie, the three drunk drivers were in Milwaukee. Just an update on that.
And what made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of them.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I'm going to read one more here before I get to the two winners on the other side. Ex-con used cat to clobber man. An ex-con is back behind bars after she allegedly struck her male roommate in the face with the pair's cat. Police say that Wendy Hurd, 56, and the 73-year-old victim were involved in a verbal argument late Sunday evening in their Largo,
Florida.
Well,
it sounds like
home.
It was a little more than a verbal argument if she assaulted him. What was the cat's name, though, Grace?
Felix.
I thought it was Felix for some reason.
She took the cat and threw it at the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch the victim's face. It was a feline attack.
Wow.
This All isn't right. her first brush with the law, though.
What else has she hurled at this old timer?
Well, she has drunk driving charges, possession of drug paraphernalia, prostitution, battery, theft. Should I go on?
And she was allowed to have a pet?
Yeah, poor Felix.
I know. He was doomed from the start. He never had a chance.
Is Felix going to be produced in court as the witness, as the exhibit, as the attack? Two-wit, a dangerous weapon. Come here, Felix.
Oh, and Howie, actually, sorry, I have so many this week, but on the other side, I'll do the two winners. But there's also a follow-up story. Remember that story from a few weeks ago about the Jupiter, Florida man who tossed a live alligator into a Wendy's?
Sort of, yes. I mean, again, it's a Florida man story. There's so many. But yeah, that's okay. What happened to him?
Well, they finally found him. Joshua James is
They found the alligator?
No, they found the man. I think they've had the alligator the whole time. I think he left him in the Wendy's.
Where'd they find the guy?
They found him. I'm guessing they found him near Palm Beach because it was according to the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, but he has not been released on bail as of Monday afternoon. So anyone who was worried about the Wendy alligator story and that man being on the loose, he has been charged and arrested.
All right. Thank you, Grace. We will be right back with the winning entries. Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back for this week only. For the first time ever, they're offering the Gen 40 heater. I've got it right beside me here if you're watching on social media. Just to our listeners, this is a $300 savings. These things are worth $300, and you're going to get two for the price of one. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Considering how cold it still is in New England at night, you're going to want to take advantage of this offer right now. If you have you get another one for another part of your house. You got two for your other part of your house, or maybe you give one to one of your kids or one of your parents. Anyone can use a Gen 40. They are fantastic heaters.
And Howie, this is actually, especially in New England, it's a great time to get these, because if it does get warm for a day and you shut your heat off completely, then when it gets cold again, you don't really want to restart the whole thing. But if you have this, it gets you through that kind of weird period of cold, warm days where it's freezing one day and then warmer the next. And you don't have to turn everything on.
Or freezing at night and warm in the daytime,
exactly.
Especially. This offer is available for just this week only, so don't delay. It's a $300 savings, 2-for-1, BOGO. This is an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices have already skyrocketed. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace and also costs you less to run. Fossil fuel prices, as we said, are going through the roof. You need to find a better way, even rather than filling up your oil tank or natural gas. You may be working from home more now and have noticed the increase in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. With this deal, it's more like days. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. This is a 1 week sale. It was 1 day. Now it's going to be 1 week, but it's ending this weekend. So act today. EdenPure.com, and don't forget code word Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Grace, what was the alligator's name in Jupiter?
The alligator's name was Lewis. He was just
Lewis.
He was just a baby.
Just
I think.
A baby.
I don't even.
A baby. I thought his name was Wally the last time he made an appearance on the show.
Well, you know, now he identifies as Lewis.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys. Here are our two winners. Really amazing stories. Oklahoma woman linked to home break-in after Cheetos residue found on her teeth. An Oklahoma woman was arrested in connection to an attempted home burglary.
Dun, dun, dun. Were police baffled by her orange teeth?
The incident happened around 8 p.m. at Friday in a Tulsa home. A woman at the residence told responding officers that she was home with two small children when a woman climbed inside through a window. She pried the screen off the window, got inside, and she left behind a bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water on the floor near the open window. And that's how they cracked the case.
She had a Cheeto Jones.
Exactly.
Okay. So then one more. That's a winner. And what's the next winner?
Okay. This is one of my not favorite, but this is one of the craziest stories I've ever read. Rooster fitted with blade for a cockfight kills its owner in India.
Karma.
A rooster fitted with a knife for an illegal cockfight in southern India has killed its owner, sparking a manhunt for the organizers of the event. I thought he was going to say
for What about a manhunt for the rooster? A rooster hunt for the rooster.
Forget the manhunt. The bird had a knife attached to its leg, ready to take on an opponent when it inflicted serious injuries to the man's groin as it tried to escape. The man died from loss of blood before he could reach a hospital.
Wow, that's a tough way to go.
And just
what do they put on your tombstone?
Little Jerry was the rooster's name, by the way, in case anyone is curious.
Little Jerry.
Thank
you, Grace. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
I'm
Howie.
Howie Carr.